which may, you know, is good and bad. But then you start thinking, well, you know, we got to get ready for the next weekend. So should Jamie play a whole game? Should he play both? You know, but we'll play all three goalies this weekend.
So going back to Jamie, did you have any thoughts of sticking him in that shootout at any time when it kept on going, or was it just going to be those two?
Just those two, because we didn't anticipate it being that long.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
I know the band was calling, we want Phillips to shoot. You know, we want Phillips to shoot. Like, that kept going on there. If we had to, we might have gave Jamie a stick and see what he could do.
Yeah. All right. Well, so much to talk about, Coach. You know, this weekend is going to be fun. We're going to have the extended pregame tailgate thing starting at 5. And I know you and your staff and players or whatever will be involved with that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But this is a big week of practice, isn't it? I mean, this really is
huge. This is a big week. This is our first week where there's you go from 2 hours to 20 hours that you can actually spend with the team, which is a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
So, but we'll get into regular practice. I know our team is anxious to get the coaches out there full time. It's just not the same. You know, our captains have done an excellent job as far as running their own drills and getting our team as ready as we can before we come out for practice. But no, it's an important week. I mean, we've introduced some systems to this point, but now we're going to have a lot more time to go over them. And the biggest thing is there's a teaching. We haven't had a lot of teaching time. So it'll be good to be out on the ice and the FaceTime and just be around the individual players. And, you know, there's so many little things that I've noticed with our limited time that we have to, you know, instill in some of our players, you know, whether it's using their speed all the time, playing with more pace and practice, better passing, receiving. I mean, all the little fundamental things. So, but it's a huge week, and we're excited. We're excited to get out there full time, and I know our players are too.
Before we take a break, how about some of the other new faces? Brett Bowen, what'd you think about him in that game?
I think good, really good. You know, it's hard with the limited time to get a good feel, but and you don't have any games really to watch. So this was good. I really liked Brett. I liked his patience with the puck. Mm. A very smart player. The puck sort of follows him a little bit. He's got a great stick. So we got to get Brett to play a little more pace. But he's one of those guys who can slow the game down, you know, and everybody's going a million miles an hour and still find a player open or make a real good play. So I thought he had a good game. I was very encouraged by his game. And Jake showed his speed and showed his strength. I know he went outside once, and our defenseman just thought he's going to turn and take him. But Jake's 200 pounds, and he's moving. Jake Jackson. So you can't, you know, he's going to surprise some people, and he can shoot the puck. He's got to learn to shoot to score. It's not junior hockey anymore. It's college hockey. You're playing good goaltenders. You're only going to get maybe 2 to 3 good chances a game, and you have to bear down on those chances instead of just sort of shoot it. But that's something that we'll work with him, and he's got a history of scoring, so he'll be fine.
Dane Burks, his first chance in a Huskies uniform, too.
Yeah, Burks, he looked good. You know, he blew a tire there the one time going back for a puck. You know,
you know, I actually missed it. I turned my head for a second to see what else. Did he just lose an edge?
He did. He was going back for a puck, and just for our listeners out there, nobody near him, and all of a sudden you just see him crumple and fall down, and he just lost an edge. But I thought he had a good game. You know, he's another guy who's fairly physical, and so a game like this just takes away from a little bit of how he plays and for him to get in the game. Some guys need to get a hit to get in the game. Not that Burks he does, but he's a physical player, and he likes to get in there and muck it up. And unfortunately, we told him to back off on this game. But he looked good. I thought Evan Anderson looked good. Yeah. He made a real nice play on the
Well, that was a beautiful.
Great look. Like, a lot of players won't see that. You know, they were coming down on a 4-on-2 offensive rush. And most players, he got the puck on the left wing, would have just shot it at the net. And he had good poise and patience and the understanding of where everybody was on the ice and made a great drop pass for the goal. So I thought Evan looked good. And you have to, you know, understand he hasn't played a game in a whole year because of his injuries and setbacks. And then Mason Blacklock, too. And he scored the game winning goal in the shootout. And he's got a great shot. You know, I thought he looked good. He's got some things to work on still. He's got to demand the puck. Play a little bit higher, and then, you know, just to some of these technical things. But he'll get it, and we'll get a chance to talk to him a lot more about it.
And Dana, I saw him jump up on the play quite a bit. He seems to be very comfortable in doing that, knowing when the right time to do it.
Oh, he is, and he can skate. Like, he's
great skater.
Yeah, he's a great skater, like effortless, smooth. You want to, you know, make a video highlight of a skater. You probably got Ike and Jackson and Burks, you know, those guys can, and there's a few others, but those guys stick out that couldn't really skate. But Dane will be up there, and we encourage that. You know, we encourage to pick your spots. the way the game is now and with all the back checking, that we need a defenseman to jump up in the offensive play to create some outnumbered rushes.
Well, you're, you know, we'll talk about this again, but your decision making this week, will you try to get a lot of it in your head by like Wednesday as far as who's going to be playing? You know, you're going to try to get in as many people in the games as you
can.
Yeah,
can you see the bags under my
eyes?
Yeah,
I can. Yeah,
that's from lack of sleep both Saturday night and last night. And you can't, a hard part for me is I can't shut it off. So, yeah, it was a tough couple nights here, rolling around, turning around. Who do we have Patan with? You know, Tanner's gone. So who's Patan going to play with? You know, who your center is going to be? We lost, you know, Tanner and Blake in the middle, all those things. So, yeah, is Cliff Watson, you know, no Riley Sweeney. We played them exclusively, I think, the last 2 years. So, oh, yeah, the mind's going, and unfortunately you just can't turn it off. So yeah, just check those bags out. Be there from now until April. So,
all right, we'll take a quick time out. Questions are coming in. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, we'll have that answered for you a little bit later on here in the show. The email address is dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. We'll talk about some of the new cool things that are coming to Michigan Tech hockey games at the McGinnis Student Ice Room when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu with several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Margarita Madness Monday through Friday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials, plus $1 off your favorite appetizers, like their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Ask about their birthday specials at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on this Monday, and thanks for tuning in, and wherever you are, whether it's on pasty.net or Mix93, or if you're listening back, this is available on demand on the Michigan Tech website after, later on in the afternoons on Monday. Mel is in our studio, and Coach, we have a lot of cool things that are being upgraded at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena. It seems like every year there's something elevating the experience of Michigan Tech hockey, and obviously the game is always the most important thing. It always will be, but I think this Laplighters addition will be something neat for some of the fans.
Well, I think it'll be fun. It's something different. I think it's something that's overdue, and I'm thrilled that the athletic department and the university is moved forward with this idea. It just adds to the whole environment within the rink. We're in the entertainment business. You know, you want people to come and enjoy their experience there. So I think it's just another way to try and attract other people and have a nice area where people can come and socialize before the game and during the game, and have an adult beverage for the people who are age appropriate. And I'm like I said, it's going on all over. Lake Superior has done it. Northern Michigan has done it. Bowling Green did it last year. Minnesota State, Bemidji has it at their rink. So it's not like we're setting the trend here.
Sure.
It's being done, and I think we're just getting caught up to what's happening in college hockey.
Also, the new TVs, the people up in the suites will have new Samsung 48-inch TVs. placed at